We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. And during the fast, furious 5 minutes in between, during commercials, Ike and I enjoyed some food from Hooters, including wings, shrimp, chips. What else were you eating out there? That's pretty much all I jammed
in. They got pretzels out there, too.
Pretzels. Yeah, Ben got hummus from. Ben's eating chips and hummus out there. Again, he put the hummus just on the equipment in there. He's just dipping it right off the equipment. But Hooters is great. And the girls are from the Northeast location where I did an Eagles viewing party. It was the Panthers game, actually. It was a great game. And you can catch all the football action at your local Hooters. Six items for $6 all day, every day. And don't forget to pick up the 2018 Hooters calendar. Makes a great gift. For menus, locations, and more, go to Hooters.com. Yeah, I like barbecue wings, too. That's my thing. Like a honey barbecue or a hot barbecue. It was all very good. All very good. Twitter question of the day brought to you by Rosenbaum & Associates. If you're injured in an accident, remember Rosenbaum, and it goes to our chocolate question. When you open a box of chocolates, you look at the guide before picking one, or you just grab a random one and take what you get? And 68% say you look at the guide. Right, but you're not just grabbing a random one. You're processing the information, and you're looking at the chocolates. You're saying, like, yeah, that's a safe one. And it's a safe one. But you look at the guide. Is that what you do with the TV? Are you a guide guy with the TV?
Yeah.
You use the guide?
Yeah.
I don't use the guide.
Why?
Because I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time to where I can just sit back and be like, oh, well, let's see what's on TV. I know what I'm watching. I'm watching DVR stuff.
Right.
Or I'm watching games.
Right. And I feel you on that, too. But there are those rare occasions where you're like, oh, let me see if something else. Now, here's the funny thing with the guide. I know exactly what channels I'm going to. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I know. Like, if I want to watch something on, let's say, VH1, I know what channel I want to go to.
Right.
Just to see what's on that channel.
Right.
Yeah, I don't go through the whole guide.
So you have a rotation.
Out. Yeah, yeah. I look at the same channels. I look at the four local channels, Fox, CBS, NBC, and ABC.
Mm-hmm.
You find those, right? And then you go through your sports channels.
Mm-hmm.
I do Big Ten. I do the Big Ten Network.
That programming's so piss poor.
Oh, yeah, but I got to watch it, though.
No, I know you do.
Because it's informative. I got to watch it.
You were watching Rutgers and Michigan State basketball the other night.
The thing that's terrible about changing channels now is it used to be able to, like, there were, like, 20 channels.
Right.
And the TV used to do it really fast. So you could just hit next channel. You could go through, like, five channels in 5 seconds. Now, not only are there, like, 200 channels
you've
got to go through. It takes
forever, yeah, 200.
But it takes, like, 10 seconds to go to the next channel on TVs
now. There's 1,000, because it's digital.
Yeah, there's more than 200, yeah.
And it's slow. Like, it has to, in HD, it has to load and all that. So you can't just do the up, up, up. It takes you like 20 minutes.
Sure. I agree. It's too many channels. That's why you go to the channels normally watch. You know what channels you want to go to.
But it's a different, remember the old guide used to be where you would turn it on. It'd be like the TV, it'd be a station. And if you missed what you were looking for, it just kept rotating among all the stations. You remember that?
Yeah.
Like you'd be like, all right, come on, let's see what's on Prism. All right, come on, let's go. All right. You know, it's like ESPN, what's coming on ESPN or whatever. I'm anti-guide. I just do. I know my channels.
So then all you got to do is speak into the remote control.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I got that.
Like tonight I'm going to be saying, bum-ass Lakers against the Sixers, and then it'll put on Comcast or NBC Sports Philadelphia.
I like the way you really think you're bothering me with that.
No, I know you know they are.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Brandon Ingram showed me a little bit this year, though.
Yeah, he has. He's looked much better in his second year. He looks much better in his second year.
He looks good.
And that's what's going to have to happen for Lonzo. You have to wait for the second year.
Could happen.
Yeah.
Could happen. 888-729.
Everybody can't be Ben. Oh, yeah, they can, because Ben's in his second year.
Well, kind of. He's in his second year. He would have done this last year if he would have came out anyway. He definitely would have. All right, so check this out.
What about Markel?
Mark. Oh,
we're getting an update
God.
On him today or either tomorrow. One of the days.
And what's that update going to say?
He'll be back after the new year. I mean, they'll give us the next update after the new year.
Are they going to give us the update that he's progressing well in his physical therapy, yep, and we'll give you another update in 3 weeks?
We'll reevaluate him after the West Coast trip. Don't they normally have a long West Coast trip during the Christmas time?
A lot of times they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll go on a West Coast trip.
So when they come back from China, when are they going to China to play? Or where is it they're playing? Boston, overseas somewhere?
London.
London.
That's not China.
China.
That's
Leslie Angelo.
Yeah, they're going to London.
So when they come back from London, we'll get another update on Markelle.
Whoop-de-damn-do. I don't want an update on Markelle. How about that? I almost hope that he just sits out the whole season. Right?
He's headed there.
Oh, my God. And then you watch Boston, and Tatum looks like so they got Tatum and the first-round draft
pick.
Yeah,
if everybody can do themselves this, and then you'll be able to move on, we got hosed.
Yeah.
Danny Ainge got us.
Yeah, we got hosed.
He got us.
Yeah, we got hosed.
So just he got us.
Fultz can turn into a
– he's going to be an all right player. That's
he
the
can
best
turn
he's
into a
be.
Decent player, but
you
that's
know,
about it.
Like I know, he's not a star player.
No. No, and Washington actually beat number 2 Kansas last night. They had 9 wins with Fultz last year. They're 7-2 this year. They beat at Kansas, number 2 Kansas.
They went to Kansas and won?
Fultz left, and they turned into a good team.
Okay, let's not go there. Let's not just start bashing him.
No, I mean, I'm trying not to. I know, but that's what I saw last night. I'm like, wow, Washington beat Kansas? And then I kind of looked a little deeper. I'm like, all right, they're 7-2. Anyway.
Okay.
Front page of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Right? Can I actually have the paper in front of me, right?
You do.
I have a – there's this natural competitiveness with me in Pittsburgh, right? I think it's like with Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, actually. I think that it's kind of like a – not that one-sided, but I think Pittsburgh hates Philadelphia more than Philadelphia hates Pittsburgh.
Really? Oh, the whole small city, big city.
So,
thing.
Ben, you used to – you lived and worked in Pittsburgh for a while.
Yes, 7
and you went
years.
And you went to college out there.
Yeah, but so I worked at our sister station out there.
So you can speak of the yeah, big city from Philadelphia. Do people in Pittsburgh, how they look at us here?
Oh, they think Philadelphia is disgusting.
Wow.
Like, it's not even like,
disgusting?
It's not even like, I'm not going to equivocate and tell you, oh, well, they think something. No, they think it's disgusting.
Yeah, they
call
hate
it Philadelphia.
They hate us.
Really?
Because that's how clever Pittsburgh is Philadelphia. That's the best they can do. Right? Now, I have great respect for Pittsburgh sports fans. I do. Mm-hmm. They're diehard. They're passionate. And you know what else they have? They have a ton of success.
They do.
In their history, right? The Pirates haven't had success recently. You know, they just don't watch them. They don't care because they have the Steelers and the
Penguins.
And the Penguins. And they win championships. And we don't hear it, as all my Pittsburgh fans remind me all the time. So city front page of the Philadelphia Inquirer. I mean, this is a bad look for Philly.com and the Inquirer. City of Champions. Why Pittsburgh has more victory parades than Philly. And it's done by Frank Fitzpatrick. And Frank is a great Philadelphian, and I'll acknowledge that. But this entire thing is nauseating and disgusting. Mm. So for the most part, what they're trying to do here, and it's worth a read. And I know that if you don't buy the Inquirer, what you can do is you can go to Philly.com, but use your private browser on your iPhone so you don't have to pay. You know, they try to make you pay for it right now, but you can actually not pay for it. Just use your private browser to go check it out. Because this thing's a piece of garbage. So most of what it's saying here, Ike, is it's saying that because the way we are in this city with our sports is why they're having success, and it's a big portion of this, why they're having success in Pittsburgh and we're not having success here. I'm just going to read one quote from you, and it's quoted in the it's in the article, but then it's also the big bubble that it says. It says, and this is a Pittsburgh native who writes books or something. They're more generous than Philly fans. They'll not turn on you as fast as Philly fans. Sure, there are examples where they boo people, the way they did with Terry Bradshaw early on, but generally, they are good and loyal fans in Pittsburgh. Okay. They're good and loyal fans, so that's why they're winning championships, right?
No, they have good organizations.
Oh, so it's nothing to do with the Rooney family that's been running the Steelers the right way for however many years.
Yeah, it has more to do with that than loyal fans.
So that's something to do with Mario Lemieux and Sidney Crosby and Jaromir Jagr and all the talent that hockey team's been given.
Right.
Or does it have to do with the TV market and obsessed fans everything else?
I will say this. As somebody who's lived in both places and loves both cities, now I'm a Philadelphian. I'm not a Pittsburgh.
Right.
But as somebody that's been in both places, there might be kind of a point to this. Like, I noticed a lot more in Pittsburgh of people being positive and people being supportive of the teams. And here, it's not that we are necessarily bad people or that we're bad sports fans, but we can be kind of angry. And sometimes I have wondered, being there and being here, if there's kind of that winning culture there. And it might be because they've won. But if there's a winning culture there where they support their teams and there's positivity in here, we're so used to not winning championships that we've become negative and it's almost made things worse.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, come back and talk to me how positive the fans are after they won a playoff game in 10 years. They've never won a Super Bowl.
Right.
Or they haven't had success. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Like, is this.
Yeah, you're disqualified when you have 10 titles.
Yes. 10 titles between two teams. How about that?
You're disqualified.
You
man.
Are disqualified. And I'll say this, right? Like, we do, as Philly fans in this quote, like, yeah, we might turn on people a little bit too fast. Like, I'm not going to deny what they're saying about that. But is that what's making teams not win here? Is that maybe we'll turn? You're a former athlete, Ike. Is us turning on players too fast?
Nope.
On a Sunday against Tampa Bay in 2002, is that what's in the back of your
nope.
head?
Had nothing to do with us not beating Tampa the last game of the vet, not beating Carolina the first year of the link, losing to New England in Jacksonville. Had nothing to do with any of those losses. Fans.
Do we help, though?
No, you help get there.
Do the fans help or hinder? Do the
sure.
fans hinder sometimes, Ike?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so.
We're not too much?
No.
We're not too crazy?
Well, here's the thing.
We're not too manic?
If I were to say yes, that means you affected certain players or coaches, and that means that they weren't mentally tough enough to handle it. So that still goes back to them.
Yeah.
If they allowed fans' negative reactions to impact how they play or how they coach or how you run an organization. You got to be mentally tougher than that, which means if that were the case, you were never really mentally tough enough to win it in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Well, there's definitely – Pat Gillick talked about this when he came to Philadelphia.
Didn't the Phillies just win in 08?
They did.
This is not the same city?
It's the same city.
Okay. Yeah,
it's the same negative, nasty city.
Yeah.
Pat Gillick
said this stop them from
when he was
it.
In town. When you're in the Northeast Corridor and you're Boston, New York, Philly – you have to know, you have to look and say, all right, can this player thrive in an atmosphere
sure.
where if he gets off to a slow start where he might just shut it down? And I've seen guys that...
Especially if you're a star player. If you are picked to be like a franchise guy. Yeah.
What happens to Mike Stanton if he starts off, or Giancarlo Stanton, if he starts his Phillies career batting .220 with two home runs in the first month of the season, and he says something stupid and the fans go crazy.
Oh, he's going to get the business.
Can he recover from that? 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. It's worth a read just for almost how ridiculous it is that the Philadelphia Inquirer on the front page of their paper is trying to say that here's why Pittsburgh has more victory parades than Philly. When here's why. Because they have more talent and better organizations and better players. That's why they have it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.